yesterday. I think 2 days ago. An hour ago. Okay, it's fresh.
Yeah, it's fresh. It's fresh in both of our minds. Hello, yeah. And welcome to The Real Horror Show. I'm your host, Samantha, joined by the Stormy Skies.
Hello, listeners.
Speaking of stormy skies, now that I'm getting notifications for r/tornado. There's like a crazy fucking huge storm cell predicted to move across the U.S. next week.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I see that a little bit on my like Weather Channel app. But like today is super dreary, Sam, and it's like going to rain all day.
That sucks.
Which is so great.
But you know, at least the rain is washing away the tree sperm that's currently trying to kill me.
Yeah, I guess it washes away it.
Yeah. It's fine. I'm drinking my lemon tea. I'm going to chug through this mini show, and then I'm going to go lay on the couch and be snuggled up.
That sounds wonderful.
Allergies are terrible, but not quite as terrible as hearing the beating of that damned heart.
Yeah.
Which is what we're talking about today. So this is our mini show. We're a bit more relaxed in the mini show. We're just watching a show together. We started doing this because we were already talking about shows we were watching and we decided to just make it a thing.
Yeah.
And this week we're talking about episode 5 of The Fall of the House of Usher, which is an adaptation of The Telltale Heart.
Yeah.
Vic finally got hers, which hers was not as brutal, but also the most horrifying in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because it's the first one that Roderick witnessed with his own eyes.
Yeah.
And then, again, I think this was a really good adaptation of The Telltale Heart. So I didn't reread it, but Telltale Heart is the most famous.
We already know what happens. Yeah.
Like, I feel like you read it every year in English class.
Dude,
in
yeah.
School. So Telltale Heart, the short story is about a guy who killed another guy, hit his heart under the floorboards, and
well, his whole body actually, but
but it's the floorboards. The heart is making the floorboards do the thing.
It's the floorboards are the things that they're under there. It's under there. Damn it.
And so he's being investigated for the crime, and he's like, I don't know, I didn't do it. But the whole time he's slowly going mad because the heart keeps beating. It keeps beating underneath the floorboards until finally he snaps and he's like, it's the beating of the damned heart. Rips up the floorboards and there's the body, and he gets arrested. And
I know, God damn it, he could have avoided all that, for real.
And we see that happen with Vic this episode, where her wife / business partner is rightfully upset when she learns that Vic is trying to move forward with human trials when they are clearly not ready for human trials, and her wife knows this. And then she's like, hey, you needed to get approval to do this surgery anyway. How did you get approval? And it's revealed that Vic forged her signature. And she's like, oh, fuck you. I don't give a shit about the NDA. I'm going to expose all of this because this is completely unethical. And then Vic kills her wife by accident. But doing so caused her to snap and go mad. And by the end of the episode, we realize that she cut open her wife's chest and used the heart squeezy thing, which I guess is supposed to help your heart pump blood the way it's supposed to. So like if you have something like cardiomyopathy or an irregular heartbeat, it's supposed to regulate that. It's supposed to, which is it's a great invention in theory, but it's not working. And Vic won't accept that it's not working because she wants her father's funding. She wants her father's love and approval like all the other Usher kids. And so at the end of the episode, we see that Vic has just been talking to her wife's corpse.
And like calling her also, like, please answer my phone.
And like that corpse practical effect looked incredible.
Pretty great.
It was very upsetting to look at.
Yeah, I didn't know, because in the show, whenever they break up, she just leaves, but we didn't know that she actually threw that thing at her head and she killed her. So I was like, oh shit, she actually killed her.
Yeah, we were left
not
exactly knowing what happened to her wife. We just knew that her wife wasn't talking to her anymore because she was going to expose what the Ushers were doing, or specifically what Vic was doing. So it's revealed at the end that Vic did kill her when she threw the marble bookend at her head.
shit directly at the back of her head. And I'm like, oh
Yeah.
my God.
I liked that twist. It felt very true to the short story.
Yeah.
Because we're kind of, I feel like it's set up for us to think that it's going to be like Verna actually going under the knife and then something
Yeah.
goes wrong there. Goes wrong there.
Yeah.
But I think this worked much better because once again, Verna is giving the Usher children the opportunity to do what's right in the
Yes,
situation. And
definitely.
for the last like three episodes, Verna's a heart patient character has been very hesitant, but Vic has been lying to her, saying it's totally safe. We're totally safe and it's gonna work and we're gonna save your life. And she's just been lying, and the whole time Verna's like coaxing her to be truthful and
Yeah,
honest.
right. Yeah, it's like a Saw 10 situation
Yeah.
almost.
Yeah. You're giving them the opportunity to do what's right.
Yeah.
And then, meanwhile, in the past,
Yeah.
we went back to New Year's Eve 1980, which we're not supposed to talk about because they did
Yeah.
something bad that we still don't know what they did.
I know. I wonder what it was.
This time, they're establishing alibis, and we see the first time Roderick steps out on Annabelle Lee.
Oh, yep.
And while he's
Bam.
stepping out on Annabelle Lee, we see Madeline talking with young Verna, or just Verna, I guess.
Yeah. Bartender Verna, I guess. Yeah.
Bartender Verna, which is making me wonder, maybe it's Madeline that's cursed, because so far we haven't seen like Roderick have any like physical romantic interaction with her. However, we
Yeah.
did just see Madeline and Verna kiss.
They kiss. Because it's New Year's Eve and the ball drops. I guess I'll swept up.
I can't remember off the bat if Roderick told Verna what he wants, but we did just see Madeline say what she wants, which is to be rich and not to rely on a man
Yeah, and to live forever.
and to live forever. And it feels like that kiss kind of sealed that deal between Madeline and Verna.
Yeah.
And if we look at future Madeline, she is rich,
Yeah.
but she's still living underneath the power of a man, her brother.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if all of this is happening because of Madeline's wish, and it's Verna coming to give Madeline what she wished for.
Oh, yeah. That's very interesting because now this gives us kind of like a new, like angle to the story that we didn't think of, because I really didn't think, I knew Madeline was just like always around, but I didn't think that she, it was her curse or anything.
Because think about it,
Yeah.
even if Roderick did die, Madeline's not going to be the one to inherit the Usher brand. She's not going to inherit the Usher legacy. It'll probably be one of his kids as his next
Unless
of
they're
kin.
dead. Yep.
So
Exactly. Yeah.
I feel like it's Madeline. It's Verna who made the deal with Madeline to kill all of them. And I don't know, I'm still waiting for like the ball drop that Madeline is in love with her brother, but I don't know, maybe she's just asexual.
Yeah, maybe she is.
That's also
Yeah,
acceptable, but I
it
still lean
is.
towards the incestuous vibes because there were incestuous vibes in the short story.
Right. I hope they do a little bit of incestuous stuff, like when maybe when they were younger, they did something and then like Annabelle Lee caught them and like got mad or whatever. I don't know.
Maybe
But she, yeah,
we
she's not
still
with a
don't know
man
what
right now.
happened to Annabelle Lee.
Yeah, we don't. And then we know that Madeline's not with a man. She's just like always with her brother and just telling him what to do all the time. And he like kind of like sucks. He like doesn't really do anything. Like
Yeah.
he's just kind of there. Even in older age, I just kind of feel like he just kind of bores me. He talks. You know what I mean? The kids are more exciting.
Yeah,
But
which I mean,
yeah.
it makes sense that he's boring
Yeah.
because he's a chemist, a
Yeah.
pharmaceutical chemist who
Yeah.
had a dream, and I feel like everything he wants to achieve, he's motivated by Madeline. Like
Yeah.
he kind of sucks. He gets dismissed all the time, but it's Madeline who comes in and is like, "Hey, don't take that shit."
Yeah, exactly. It's like you're gonna do this and this and this now, and that's how we're gonna get them. And he's like, wow, great plan. I didn't think of that because I'm stupid. Yeah, so
So I'm starting to think it's all
yeah.
perhaps not intentional because she really doesn't seem to know what's going on.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to lean towards she and Verna made a deal. Whether or not Madeline knows about that deal
Yeah.
is still up in the air. But I do think
And a kiss,
they
yeah.
sealed it with a kiss,
Yeah.
which cursed that the Roderick bloodline.
Yes, yeah. Roderick.
Other revelations we got in this episode were, oh God, it just left my mind. Oh God, it just left my mind.
Was it the girl? Was it the other sister with the who like has the workout thing?
Yes, the other sister saying,
She's like
everything in her
15.
life she has planned to the T
Yeah.
that. Do you think it was random, my husband, that we met at VidCon? No,
Yogi.
I chose you over Yogi, because you fit the brand better.
Yeah.
And
He's like, I will leave you. And she's like, okay, yeah, whatever. God.
then oldest brother's wife is moving home
Yeah.
despite doctor's best order, so that's gonna go terribly. I'm still trying to think of the short story that's related to that.
Like related to it, would it be like someone wrapped up like her?
Yeah.
I
Does
don't
Edgar Allan
know.
Poe have like a mummy story or?
There may be one. You'll have to Google it. I don't know. It's been a long time.
You're the academic.
I know, but he has so many short stories and poems. It could even be a poem, for all we know. So maybe there might be something about like someone who's wrapped up like a mummy. But there was a scene at the end where Roderick was talking to
Some words with a
Farquaal.
mummy. Some words with a
Oh
mummy.
yeah, there you go. Some words of the mummy. Yeah, and the mummy's just like
Is a
fucking laying
satirical
there.
short story written by Edgar Allan Poe. So
Oh, haha, it's funny.
maybe satire doesn't have to be
Something.
funny. It just needs to be a
Yeah.
commentary on the
Commentary,
current
yes.
state of society.
Aha, yeah. So it's probably like just talking to the mummy, and the mummy can't say anything back. Kind of like what's happening now with his wife. He doesn't need to go home right now. I don't know what the deal is, but I don't know. I don't know what his plan is with her. He's been
Because he
like,
knows she's hiding something from him.
right, but like he just needs to chill it for a while. I don't know. He's like all coked up all the time, I guess, unless he used all the drugs. I don't know.
Oh
He's
yeah,
come with
one
some,
of the other revelations is at the funeral we saw each of their moms
Oh, yeah, we
for the
did.
first time.
Yeah, they're just kind of there.
And I thought that was very
Yeah.
eerie that the father of your children won't even acknowledge you in your grief, and they
I
only have each other to
know.
cling to.
Yep.
That's so
Yeah.
sad.
It
And
is fucked up.
just the way the like of the his
Yeah.
like non quote unquote bastard child Annabelle Lee's children refer to them as they're the mothers.
Yeah, the
Like,
mothers.
and just
Damn.
you really got that tension in this episode of our dad put his dick in everything,
Yeah,
so
that's what Madeline said too.
we don't know how many of you there are just waiting to come and
Right.
take what you think belongs to you.
Oh, and that's what Madeline was saying too about like seeing the picture of the woman who looked like Verna, like the who was like Verna cat rescuer. And she was like, this woman, we met her in 1980, and I don't know if like Roderick had sex with her that night, and she had a child that looks just like her, and now she's back trying to like mess everything up and get her inheritance or whatever.
Yeah, Madeline, blame your brother for your problem.
Wait, why did you start like getting with so many women though later? Like we don't see any of that happening yet, so I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm
Yeah.
kind of hoping Annabelle Lee is still alive and
Yeah,
that she
that would be.
left of her own free will when Roderick started stepping out on her.
I
Or
know, or she's dead.
she walked in on a weird moment. But if she walked in on like a weird moment between Roderick
Yeah.
and Madeline, I
Yeah.
don't think she'd still be alive. I don't think Madeline would let her live if she was gonna
Yes.
expose like brother and sister kissing.
Right. I mean, and that kind of reminds me of, have you ever seen Crimson Peak, the movie Crimson Peak?
I need to, but I
Oh,
haven't
girl.
seen it yet.
There's a not saying that incest is excellent, but there's an excellent incestuous scene. And it's like, it's literally what we're talking about it, because it's Tom Hiddleston and Jessica Chastain together, and then his like wife walks in on them, and she's like giving him like a hand job under his pants, and they're like making out, and he's like touching her boot, like, but like in the same house where his woman is, you know what I mean? So it's like I could see that kind of thing occurring maybe, but like also I feel like they have like no chemistry on screen together, so like we gotta see what happens.
Yeah,
Yeah,
no,
girl,
I need to
that's
see
really,
Crimson Peak, I hear.
yeah, it looks like it's on
So, because I need
Netflix,
to
girl.
see Crimson Peak because I also need
Yeah.
to see the new Haunted Mansion movie
Ah,
because a lot of people who are fans of the Haunted Mansion ride
yeah.
firmly believe that Crimson Peak started as Guillermo del Toro's Haunted Mansion movie that Disney just refuses to give him. Because
Aha,
if you're
yeah.
familiar with the ride, I guess there's a lot of references to the ride within Crimson Peak.
I'd have to watch it again, but I really like the ride and the original story of the Haunted Mansion. It's really
Yeah.
fun, and the music and songs and
Because
stuff.
he's wanted to make that movie for so long and he had a really interesting idea for it, where
Yeah.
like it's about the ride itself and how all the versions of the Haunted Mansion are connected and there's something sinister going on, and then I think Crimson Peak was his more traditional adaptation of the ride. So if you watch like the Eddie Murphy one, the new Lakeith Stanfield one, and Guillermo del Toro's Crimson Peak, you kind of get three different levels of horror
Yeah.
for your Haunted Mansion fans.
Right. That's really cool. But yeah, I'd have to rewatch. But yeah, girl, maybe we should watch this for real horror show if you think it's horrifying enough.
Yeah, I need to watch it.
You watch on your own.
We'll see what we watch after
Yeah,
we're
we
done
still
with
have.
Saw,
I
because
know.
there's a
Oh,
lot of good horror
yes.
movies coming out this year that we're gonna need
God.
to talk about.
Yeah. What? Yeah, what's coming out?
Late Night with the Devil is currently in its limited theatrical run, but that's coming to Shudder in April.
Okay, cool.
There's that Paul Wesley movie coming out,
Oh
also on
my God.
Shudder. We just need to see what's
Yeah.
coming out on Shudder.
Oh yeah. Freaking love Paul Wesley forever. Seven
Yeah.
forever. All right.
So,
Okay.
oh, I
Yeah.
also want to say that this episode had some really stunning visuals,
Yeah.
where Roderick is fantasizing jumping out the window. I thought that was a really cool
Oh,
visual
yeah.
moment.
Yeah, that was cool. But then I'm like, why does he suddenly want to kill himself like right now?
I think
What was wrong? Yeah.
I believe he pre I think he believes he is cursed and that if he dies, he can save his last three children.
Okay.
But he doesn't have the balls to do it. And we know he
Damn.
doesn't have the balls to do it because we
It's
know
this little
from the first
bitch.
episode, all of them are dead.
Yes, all of them are dead, so he just can't go through with it. And all he has left to do is talk to August, aka Augie, in the shitty house that sucks. He's like, why are we here? I'm going to tell you everything, but it's going to take 12 hours to get to the point.
Ooh, I just thought of something twisted.
Oh,
What
yeah.
if Roderick did stick it in Verna? And Juno is Verna's daughter with him, his second wife. Bum, bum, bum.
Whoa, whoa.
Because they do have a similar haircut, and I'm going by the logic. Well, like, past
Yeah.
Verna has a similar haircut, and I'm going by the logic.
Yeah, if they have a similar haircut, they're definitely related.
I title this logic, Men in Black 3 logic.
Really? What's that? What happens in Men in Black 3?
So there's only one other black guy in Men in Black. So Men in Black 3 is a time travel Men in Black
Yeah.
movie, and they travel back in time at one point, and there's a
Yeah.
black security guard who dies, and then his little son comes up and says, "What's wrong with my dad?" to Josh Brolin, who's playing the Tommy Lee Jones character in the past.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Your father was a brave man." And what do you know? The only other black guy in the past is
Is
Will
the
Smith's
dad of
is Will
the
Smith's father.
yeah, the
So
dad of the
I have
black.
coined it Men in Black logic, where
That's funny.
if there's only one other character that has like similar attributes to another character, oh, they're probably related.
They're related. Hey, you know what? I hate to say it, and this is not a spoiler, but this happens also in a Spiral because Chris Rock is black. And you guessed it, the only other black actor is Samuel Jackson. And guess what? They are
Like, I'm
related.
fine if you want to do it, but just maybe diversify your cast a little more so the twist isn't so obvious.
Yeah, that as well. That's very funny. Yeah. So, yep. So it's happening. So, yeah, I'm looking at her. I'm looking at Juno. And yeah, despite the fact that she's like Scottish, you never know. She could also
You never
be.
know. It's just
Yeah.
everybody seems to hate Juno, and I like to think that maybe Juno has a bigger role than just Roderick's second wife.
Yeah, because remember she was like an addict, but now that she's on that pill, she's like totally
That's
great and
right.
healthy, and they're like
That's
so
right. She's
shocked. Yeah.
an advocate for his pill. So,
Yeah, the pill, I
ooh.
forget the pill name, but like
Yeah, I'm
whatever it
hoping
is.
she has a bigger role than just she's
Yeah.
hated by all the children.
I know, but she must have some type of special thing going on because she's like not succumbing to like addiction from the addiction pill.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah,
Hopefully, we only have a
I
couple more
guess
episodes to go. They better get
we
wrap it all
do.
up soon.
And we only have a few more Saw movies to go. We're wrapping up this first half of the year right
Amazing.
on time for
Right
our
on
little summer
time.
vacay.
Heck yeah, because it
We're
looks like
earning that little summer vacay this year.
we are. Yeah, the next episode is Gold Bugs, so like
Ooh.
maybe that's going to be when Tamerlane dies.
That's a short
Yeah.
story I'm not familiar with. I'm gonna actually have to read that maybe.
Yeah, dude, I don't think I've ever read Gold Bug. I think I like
And
maybe I read the
I
scene.
appreciate that Mike Flanagan is also pulling from lesser known stories.
Yeah, because it could have been something else that's more well known, but yeah, Gold Bug, and then Pit and the Pendulum, we all know that. And then The Raven, which is the
Ooh.
last
All
episode.
right.
Yeah,
That's
so
all I have for this week. I look forward to seeing what else we get from the Poe verse.
you just saw six next then.
Saw six is next.
Let me look at these images real quick and see what the heck even freaking happened. Oh wait.
Oh no. All
Okay.
right.
Cause it like it really starts to become like very after five, like forget about trying to remember what the fuck is happening in any of these
Okay.
movies.
Okay.
Forget it.
It's just we're at the
This
point in the Saw franchise where if it wasn't making so much money, it would
yeah.
all be straight to video.
Right, yes, but the people just they eat the shit up. So okay, so
Yeah.
now I remember what's going on with this, and this is a funny one because I'm pretty sure this may fuck. I don't know. This is a movie where we get flashbacks of Jigsaw, and they're trying to make him like younger.
Oh no. I've seen clips of these at least.
Yeah, this might be the movie where he says the famous piranha line. So we'll have to see.
Right.
Yeah, and of course, sexy Costas is still there. All
Yeah.
right, so yeah, we'll take care of that business and meet up next week after watching Saw 6, moving right along.
Yeah. All
Do-do-do-do.
right. So watch Saw 6, watch episode 6, and
Yeah.
we will talk later.
All right, everybody. Bye.
Bye.